Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Liam Aiken, KCBS Foodie Champ, Jack's Restaurant, Santa Clara, California. Chef Prakash Singh. How are you, Chef?
Good, very well, sir.
Good to see you. My nose led me here. All the good food, my nose led me here. Michael.
Yes, I'm great. How are you, Liam?
I'm so good. And I'm especially good because you're the owner here at Jack's Restaurant. Thank you for taking some time out with Chef, who's a rising star, this guy. But first, let's talk about the star in the glass, the cocktail. What are we drinking?
So we have crafted a cocktail called Fernando 1976. It's made out of a Macallan 18 years. It's a cherry oak cask. And followed by, we are having a Canadian maple syrup to go along with the Angostura bitters, orange chest, and a 24-hour carat, edible gold. And we put in a smoke chamber to smoke it up and to give some a great experience for the customers.
Well, my gosh. Well, cheers to you both. You know, I never drink alone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go. Mm. My gosh, that is a gift from the gods in one little sip there. Absolute joy. Party on the palate. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about Chef's journey, firstly, and go back in time. Chef Prakash, you grew up in India. What part of India? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small region called Uttarakhand, which is near close to Himalaya. And about family and all, I grown up a family which is doing the farming and all. And my father is a army person after that, and it keep on going, and we study over there.
So very early on, you knew about good food, real food, because you're there on a farm, and it's in your bones. Farming is in the family.
Absolutely. It's just inherited. We'll say we learn most of the things from the home only. My mom used to cook. I used to see there, and used to cook sometime whenever I get the time. And then studied in with the IHM College and all. Then study almost 3 years over there.
At the heart of you is passion, and love for food and love for cooking. I know this came from your mama. What dish did your mama cook that you loved to this day? When you have that dish, what is the dish, and what do you love about it?
The special dish which I always remember I want my mom to cook is called kheer, which is basically a rice pudding made with rice and the milk, little sugar and nuts along with that.
What do you love about it?
It's so creamy. It's everything is made in-house because we as a farmer, as I said, so everything is in-housely made. And the way my mom's put his effort, and whenever I go, she used to cook for me, always special for me. So it makes me like... out of the world. Yeah.
So whenever you have that, it immediately gives you a sense of home. You feel you've come home when you have that dish made by mom, yeah?
Absolutely. It's a sense of like my mom love for me, actually.
Yeah.
And she knows what I know, what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, will that dish ever end up on the menu here, maybe one day?
Absolutely. One of the special days, a dish is very close to my heart. It is a special dish, so always it will come in on a special days only. Yeah.
Good. All right. Let me know when that happens. Michael, give me a big handshake right there. Jack's Restaurant, Santa Clara. For those who don't know where we are, Levi's Stadium, home of the 49ers, not too far from here. Tell us about where you are exactly here in Santa Clara.
So we are situated at 333 Condado Place, Santa Clara, California 95054, which is a Irvine property, which is a big landlord, and it's a great location. We took this project on 2020, and we built it from the scratch. It's a 2,400 square foot restaurant, and our architect is a Gregory from and is an Argentinian American from LA. We used a company called Designer Opera, and we made this place as a very contemporary outlook, and that is how we started this project. Mm-hmm. And followed by, we got the Chef Prakash to the board like a couple of years before to get along with the process, and we started to do a great restaurant which we want to give a very upscale vibe, so it's a we made that happen. So the next thing was, what is the food? So that is how the Chef Prakash, who is a 18 years background from ITC Sheraton from India.
Yeah.
And as well as from Marriott, who has a great experience and worked with all master chefs, and I think he's one of a leading person for us to open this project. So once we started this project, we want to give some a curated Indian menu. Mm-hmm. To the Bay Area and as well as to the U.S. soil, which I feel, and it's not to brag about my product, that about the Jack's. That's what we call it's an authentic Indian and the modern vibe. Yes, we gave the modern vibe. Mm-hmm. The authentic food comes from his cooking style and the technique and the recipes which you get in the Bay Area. I respect each and every restaurateurs. Everyone has a style.
Yeah.
To give an upscale vibe to that plating level and followed by a nice, shareable, good flavors, that's how the Chef Prakash, yeah, brought his all expertise to showcase it.
Well, and I have to say, Chef, having enjoyed your food a few times, it is artistry on the plate. It is passion on the plate. It is love on the plate. And you bring that to the menu here. You can have a great menu, but if you don't have a great chef to execute with love and passion. So Chef, let me ask you a couple of questions about the menu. The menu is rich and varied. There are so many things that I love on the menu. It's hard to pick the favorite ones. But let's just talk about lamb. Lamb is an important part of Indian culture. Tell me about one of the lamb dishes.
One of the lamb dish which I love from our current menu is dampuk chop, which is basically a lamb chop. And the word dampuk chop means, dam means basically a slow process of cooking, in where the food's cooked in its own juices and all. It's a traditional style of cooking.
Yeah.
That's why I love this dish. And to give a little twist to that, to a modern touch, we smoke it with a smoker and then grill it on to the perfection.
You know, I grew up on a diet of Indian food, being raised in England, you know. And in Britain, most of the Indian dishes are nice and mild because they were cooked for the military, you know, and the British who served and lived in India. So all the curries are mild. But when it comes to spices, what are the most important spices that are part of Indian cooking and part of your menu here?
Over here, there are a number of spices we use in our cuisine. But when we say a North Indian cuisine, I mostly go with saffron, which is very one of the expensive spice in Indian cuisine. And you won't get it very easily. And this is the saffron everyone use in their own cooking, style of cooking. But traditionally, in India, they use in Audi cuisine, which is known for their richness, their flavors. Because the Awadh is known for their Nawab and all. Mm-hmm. So they used to prefer those dishes which are very rich, which have a flavorful, very flavorful. When you eat, you have a flavorful of those.
Yeah.
Like it's like a scent for you. It is a scent. When you go out for a party, a special party, use a special kind of ether or a deodorant for your body. Sure. It's similar to that.
Yeah. No, I love it. And it's like, you know, what I love about your food, Chef Prakash, the layers of flavor. I talked about the artistry on the plate, but it's the sauces, the spices, it's the sweet, not too salty, a little bit of a kick. I mean, it's beautifully balanced, you know. So if someone's coming here for the first time and they wanted to have one of your classics, which one would you pick on the menu?
If the person is a vegetarian, I'll go with jackfruit and potato salad, which is very famous in our current restaurant, where you'll find sweet blend of all the tastes, like umami taste, which have sweet, sour, tanginess, every kind of flavors you'll get in only one dish of that, which makes him happy.
And that's what I love, the fact that you can come here and you're catering to those who are vegetarians. If you're a meat lover, you've got all the meat you want, but if you're a vegetarian, you have those options too, right, Michael?
Absolutely. We have designed the menu in a such a way by showcasing with the allergens, the vegan, vegetarian, shellfish, and followed with a Jain, a type of a community people who doesn't want to have an onion, garlic.
Yep.
So everything is mentioned on the menu, and one of our great thing was a parathas, which is made out of vegan, and no other dairy products were added to it. And one more thing which I forgot to mention, that how the Jack's was really different from other restaurants is the Chef Prakash made this curated menu by having 12 different type of states. Like 12 states have been included on this in this menu.
So it's like a trip across India.
Yes, because for example, the dishes from Tamil Nadu, Bengal, Delhi, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Goa, Telangana. So the culinary tradition, including these, the name is called Marathi, Bengali, Gujarati, Lucknowi, Goan, Hyderabadi, and a Southern Indian. So our restaurant, we are going into regional that most of the other restaurants have never touched it. So that is how the Chef Prakash has showcased his menu with his 11 to 12 states dishes, which is on the menu. Still, he is going to showcase more that the Bay Area has never seen it. Mm. So,
and the joyful thing is, you don't have to travel to India, because we're bringing India to you on the menu.
Absolutely. It's basically a culture. We are bringing it on plate over here. You don't have to travel for that. It's a journey. It's my journey, which I'm sharing with others.
Yeah. But you don't need a passport to come here.
Absolutely no passport. You just come in, that's it.
Michael, I know it's hard for you to name your favorite dishes. It's like having to name a favorite child, but name some of your favorite dishes on the menu.
I think each and every square foot is... I've been involved along with the Chef Prakash.
Yeah.
So every dish I liked it. There is no doubt in it. And for example, the Banaras chaat, which is very interesting. It's a betel leaf, and none of the restaurants have done like that.
Yeah.
So there is another dish called Tukka Alu Badang, which is again, it's a Marathi, it's a Sindhi dish. Sindhi is a caste. I mean, we are using a very regional flavors. Which none of the Indian restaurant has brought. So Chef Prakash is very, very a shooting star for the Jack's restaurant. That is the reason we call him as a master chef for the Jack's restaurant.
Yeah.
And there are more to offer. And as I said, the menu is, each and every part of the menu, I love it.
Well, it's full of surprises. I love the presentation, Chef. And, you know, there's so many things that I love on here. There are some just some really simple things that I love. The chicken fry. Tell me about the chicken fry and how you prepare the chicken.
It's the chicken fries, we call it Karvapalai chicken fry, which is from the south of India called Tamil Nadu. Karvapalai basically means curry leaf. We infuse the curry leaf in chicken. We marinate the chicken overnight with some salt, ginger and garlic, which is very common in Indian cuisine. Then next day we mix up with Indian spices, chili, with some turmeric, with salt, pepper, and curry leaf in that. That's make the whole dish.
And then on a more basic level, I love your lentil soup. And a lot of love goes into the lentil soup. Talk me through the preparation of the soup. And this one right here.
Yeah, lentil is very common in Indian cuisine. It's whenever we go somewhere, we used to have lentil along with most of the food. So in our menu, we call it bhagar wali dal. Bhagar wali dal means, bhagar means tadka. In Hindi, we call it tampering basically. So the yellow lentil, which is boiled nicely, then soak, before that we soak it and then boil it nicely. Then we'll put a tampering with ghee, with some red chili, cumin, garlic, little onion and tomatoes. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'm ordering some soup to go. You know, you can't come to Jack's restaurant and miss out on dessert. And you presented a lovely dessert for us today. Talk us through the dessert dish.
Yeah, dessert. We have two very popular desserts. One is kulfi, which is pan kulfi or malayu. And the second one is amra shrikhand ghevar, which I presented you is the Amra Shrikhand Ghevar. It's very traditional. It's a mix of two cuisine. One is from Maharashtra, second is from Rajasthan. The ghevar is from Rajasthan, which is very common over there, and they used to have with most of the festivals and tradition they used to have. And the Shrikhand is again very well known in Maharashtra.
Yeah.
Any of the festival they used to have that. Shrikhand,
yeah.
And we mix up both the together in such a way that nothing goes wrong in taste bud, and people love it in yeah. such a way. Yeah.
Are you a dessert person, Michael? What's your favorite dessert?
The Shrikhand, and as well as the kulfi, the sorbet, which we have. I mean, we want to give a very short list. We don't want to give a very big menu. I mean, we consider.
Yeah. No, here's the good news. People come, they choose what they want. Sometimes less is more, right?
We want to give the quality.
Yeah.
The quality food presentation. Yeah. I mean, so we will be changing this menu like a 10 to 12 months. So there will be a new features. A new
yeah.
menu will be by next year.
Sure. So I have to talk about something else, a great cocktail program. But you also have something unique here in that you have some beers on tap, a dozen beers on tap.
Absolutely. We created created this concept right from the beginning. I was more familiar with a beverage program. And one of the things was we want to create a proper beer cooler.
Yeah.
So right from the beginning, so I really made that request with the architect
yeah.
because the beer is one of the great compliment for the Indian food with
yeah.
the spice level. Our menu is not spiced,
mm-hmm.
not the Indian menu like spiced,
yeah.
but in order to give a nice compliment, we started to give a 12 option of a microbrewery collection beer,
yeah.
which is like a double IPA, AZ IPA, IPA, Imperial IPA, Stout, or a sour beer, or a pilsner. So this type of collection of beer from a local brewery collection, none of the Indian restaurant offered
yeah.
like a 12 variety down the lane.
Yeah.
So
well, you do here.
Absolutely. That's how the Jack's is always is always different from other Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
The vibe, the upscale vibe, the restaurant, the sit down to celebrate for an occasion, and followed with a great feast from a master chef Prakash
yeah.
to a very curated menu along with our beverage program. To complement it, we have all sorts of good cocktails with the premium liquor and
yes.
liqueur. And this beer list is one of my all-time favorite. But I got this luck because we built it from the scratch.
Yeah.
So this is what was a great idea on with me. This is how I want to showcase this Jack's
sure.
to this community.
So drop a couple of names, the beers. What do we have?
We have a beer from a brewery called Alvarado Street Brewery, a Monterey from California. The beer name is Mai Tai. It's an American IPA. And followed by, we have a Liquid Gravity, a brewing company, San Luis Obispo, California. The beer name is Miami Heist. It's a double IPA. And Pisa Port from brewing company from Carlsberg, California. And the name of the beer is called California Honey. And one more I can say that Paperback Brewing Company, Glendale, California, a beer bunny with a chainsaw.
Uh-huh.
So
it's
all interesting stuff. It's all interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, friends, do yourself a favor. You can come and enjoy lunch here. You can, hey, if you want to go solo and sit at the bar, if you want to have an intimate dinner for two with the one you love, if you want to sit here with a group of friends on the patio or indoors, all those experiences are available to you. Chef Prakash, for those who've never had your food, why should they come to Jack's Restaurant?
To enjoy the Indian culture, to mesmerize with our food, they will understand the Indian cuisine, they will understand the Indian culture with my food sitting in the USA. And the Indian food is not about the spice at all. It's a mix of all the spices, how you blended all the spices, how the we put down on plate, and it will come on your palate. It should not be. My thought process for the Indian food is it's not spicy at all.
Yeah.
It's the way you want to present your food, the way you want to have your food. It's that's the Indian cuisine.
Well, chef like you, perfectly balanced. You got a balanced chef with a balanced menu. Michael, last word with you. Why should people come to Jack's?
I think after my 25 years of experience down the lane from New York to till now, I will jump-start a few couple of restaurants. But this one was one of mine. I have an investor and a partner along with me who is an angel investor, who I know him for 20 years. So all these happened through both our connections. And why people want to come Jack's? Yes. Most of the Bay Area and the Bay Area restaurant, they have a very flat experience. So in this project, I always feel one of the a shooting star is Prakash. The Prakash, he comes from an ITC Sheraton background.
Yeah.
I'm a hotelier. My background is a hotel. So when you come here and when you're doing a small business, not everything can be done.
Yeah.
Because everything should come on place.
Yeah.
So you need a great chef too.
Yeah.
I mean, the vision is different. It's a great location. And an experienced person like a Prakash who has seen as the luxury brand.
Yeah.
So I have utilized his best out of it.
Mm-hmm.
To bring it to this Jack's,
yeah.
Which people have never experienced it.
Yeah.
So all these dishes, he has done a great dish, which is called, again, I like to mention the jackfruit potato sali kofta. It's a vegan and it's made out of coconut.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. We are not throwing any other region spices outside the country like a fusion food. It's a typical Indian spices. And he came with a great flavor and a great option for the people which have never experienced. Why this can be showcased? Because of his experience from this ITC Sheraton and a Marriott background. So that is what I feel Jack's is all about, to come and celebrate. It's a great place to come and celebrate for all type of occasion, and followed with our master chef Prakash, who comes from that background, who is a humble and simple person, along with my partnership, and he's running a good show. But he has a magic. He's a type of a person, not for the photo shoot. He's a type of a person who is literally involved in each and culinary operation along with his sous chefs.
Yeah, well, I see that. You got a big fan in the boss here. It's a good partnership. Chef Prakash,
yes.
Michael, thank you so very much. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come one, come all. Come here, of course, for lunch, for dinner. Explore the menu. Take a trip across India. You'll leave with a happy tummy, a full heart. And if you want some good brews, you've got a dozen great brews you can choose from. Also a great cocktail program. And I'm still enjoying my smoked cocktail here. Remind me one time, cocktail.
It's a Fernando 1976. It's made out of Macallan 18 years. Cherry Hill cask with a Canadian maple syrup, Angostura bitters, orange chest, and a 24-carat edible gold. And it's an old-fashioned cocktail.
Well, this is golden. I've just eaten the gold. And last thing, for those who want to come to Jack's, you'll find Jack's where?
It's 333 Coronado Place, Santa Clara, California, 95054.
That's it. Friends, the full story in Jack's Restaurant. Chef Prakash Singh, owner Michael, we thank you so very much. More friends at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.